Hey guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. Let's get to our friend Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It with today's devotional.
It's March Madness, and the NCAA brackets will be released on Sunday, and the tournament begins this week. If you're like me, you can't wait to watch all the action and experience game after game throughout the tournament. What strikes me as unfortunate, however, is how quickly we blow past the conference tournaments that take place. Even though winning four games in 4 days and knocking off familiar opponents from your league is a huge deal, there's no time to soak in the victories. All such tournament wins hold great significance for schools across the country, but everyone quickly moves on to the big dance, and they soon forget the important accomplishments of the conference championships. It seems to me there needs to be a little more time for celebration. Instead of shifting the attention so quickly, shouldn't there be some emphasis placed on these outstanding wins? Shouldn't coaches allow their teams to pause and recognize what just happened before thinking about what's next? Of course, I understand teams are playing for a trip to the NCAA tournament and ultimately the national championship and need to get ready and stay focused. But they rush through and move on too quickly from the big conference wins. Doesn't that sound a lot like us in our own lives? The truth is, most of us don't take the time to appreciate the blessings we experience each day. We're always thinking about starting the next thing on our to-do list, or landing the next deal, or taking on the next project, or going to the next event. We're already planning the next move, or the next kid, or the next vacation, or the next stage of life, without embracing the joy in our present situation, or reflecting on what just happened. As followers of Jesus, I believe we should always live with gladness and thankfulness, pausing in the present to acknowledge the blessings we've already been given instead of worrying so much about what's next. March will just fly by if we don't appreciate all of the amazing moments that lead to the national championship. And the same will happen in our own lives. It's important to celebrate each win along the way while also continually praising God for our ultimate victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." As we think about the now instead of the next, let's ask God to open our eyes to see what he's done and is doing, and allow us to pause, look around with joy and thanksgiving for today. You can unpack that. I'm Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It with your Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional.
Thank you, Bryce, for this week's Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional. You can check out more stories on sports and faith with Sports Spectrum over at our website, sportsspectrum.com, and you can sign up for our daily devotional there, Monday through Friday. You can have the devotionals emailed directly to you in your email inbox when you go to our website, sportsspectrum.com, click the devotional section and sign up and put your email address in, and you'll be good to go. We thank you for tuning in. We can't wait for you to join us next time here on Sports Spectrum.